This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
It's interesting because a lot of posters and things been circulating online, social media about the Isra' al-Mi'raj. And I spoke about it in my last program. That including from, you know, what is the significance in fact of this particular month of Isra' al-Mi'raj? Has it been noted or, you know, communicated to us? That the Prophet Muhammad and the Sahaba used to meet on that particular day to the center of Hijab? Absolutely not. But definitely, you know, it's something that we need to maybe tell our, you know, the people about it, certainly. What really happened that night is the, you know, when the Prophet Muhammad was descended into the heavens, so with a thought that fellows came to get the most beautiful gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the Salah. If you want to talk about anything, you know, pertinent to the Isra' al-Mi'raj, talk about the Salah, basically, because, you know, all the other pillars were being revealed, made on earth, except the Salah, where the Prophet Muhammad had to, he's like I mentioned in that khutbah when I said, when you have a particular meeting with someone about something, you may give them a call or send them an email, or, but if it's a very important meeting, you ask for a face-to-face meeting. What do you guys know? You know? So a very important thing, Allah has given the Prophet Muhammad to go all the way up to talk and up to give him this beautiful gift of Salah. As if Allah is sending you an odd message, إِذَا أَرَدْتَ الْعُلَىٰ فَاقْتَرِبْ إِذَا أَرَدْتَ الْقُبِّنَ اللَّهِ فَاقْتَرِبْ وَاقْتَرِبْ If you want to raise your rank, if you want to come close to Allah, فَاقْتَرَىٰ أَصْطَرَىٰ. So this is the thing that, you know, and then of course the Prophet told in that trip, you know, in that journey in terms of heaven and heaven and whatnot. So be careful when you see these things going online about, you know, the Isra' al-Mi'raj. And very soon, you know, people will be talking about the 15th of Shaaban. I have another thing, what we call Shaaban. Shaaban Barat. Another Shaaban Barat. Barat, Shaaban, Barat, Shaaban Barat. You know, the 15th of Shaaban and this commemoration of that day. There is nothing to celebrate. In fact, there is nothing even weak. No, it's a challenge. Weak hadith, you won't find. Anything that you will find about the Shaaban Barat is Mawdu' hadith. What is Mawdu'? Nothing has been said or stated about Prophet Muhammad. So again, we have to be careful from the news and come to our movement and join our community. And this is what we do with programs to spread this knowledge inshallah. So please do your sunnah and come along for this fifth program. And of course, I met just Moroccan team waiting for inshallah. And those of you who are joining us for the first time, we just finished the second time. We started to talk about the Baqarah and we're very, very busy with the Baqarah because we're taking our time. Going deep, right? That's the reason for the strength of the Lord. It's going to take us some time to give me that. If Allah gives us life and extends our lifespan, it may take us 7 years before we complete the fruit that we're looking for. The Baqarah itself may take us about a year. InshaAllah ta'ala, please come to hope if you're ready. Yeah, certainly Allah will have that for the Lord. I think we didn't do much. So we're going to start from
وَلَا نَقْدِرُ عَلَى أَنْ نَسْتَمِعَ إِلَى مَا يَقُولُونَ
You know, when the Sahaba were prepared for the brother, his feet. Allah is able to protect his feet. So he gives you here, you have seen from inshallah. Allah covers your eyes with feet, everybody says. Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَمَّا تَحَكْسَاهَا حَفَّاهَا When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals himself to it, فَلَمَّا تَحَكْسَاهَا He covers it. So here, the first thing, you know, the first, there are three things. Number one, this, when you say, حَكْسَاهَا is the person, the thing is it on the heart only, and the cover is on the sight and the hearing, or and the tongue is stuck, or the seed is on the heart, and the hearing and on the covering is on the sight, or as the jawa wal qalb both of them, the qalb and the seed and the cover is on the heart and the eye and the sight. The third option is the absolute. That the second boast is when you make something or something, you cover it. It just depends how you recite it. Whether you pause here or pause there, they're all correct. But here's the beauty, brothers and sisters, in the sense of her ear. One on one, when we talk about the Akhirah, here, he's using the Al-Bi. He starts with the heart. أَتَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِ When he talks in the Akhirah, there, in the dunya, I'm sorry. In the dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَتَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِ Allah used the heart first. أَتَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِ لِنَادَ بَدَعَ اللَّهُ بِالْقَلْبِ ثُمَّ السَّمْعِ ثُمَّ الْبَصَرِ But then, in this other Akhirah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, والله أخرجكم من بطون أمهاتكم والله أخرجكم من بطون أمهاتكم لا تعلمون شيئا وجعل لكم السمع والأبصار بعد السمع والأبصار والأفئدة Every word upon you in the Quran, it is not just in this way. Every word has a meaning. Doctrine is irrelevant. It's not just like that, it's not just like that. Here he used the eye, and then with that eye, he used the eye first, with the eye, he used the seven first. The Prophet Muhammad was a man, because here, when you are in the womb, like the eye, the seventh eye, which is the fourth eye, when you are in the womb, and the eye is, so keep it in the hand, and it's there. And it's there. When he's talking about in Jesus in the womb of the Father, he uses a sam'a first. And then he uses the sight next, and then the heart last. So because he means, he uses the heart first. جعل الله على قلوبهم first of heart. And then وعلى سمعهم وعلى أبصارهم and then the hearing next and then the sight last. What is the difference here? In the womb of the mother, you use your heart. Do you see anything? In the womb of the mother, what happens? What do they say when your mother or your mother? When your wife is pregnant? What do they say when your mother is pregnant? Why do they say when your wife is pregnant? Doing because of the hand, or that's her sexual hand, or that's her looking at the hand. Why? Scientifically. The thought. Inside the woman's body. I don't need him, but I need him. The first organ scientifically in the womb of the father, the first organ that gets activated is the mother. So here Allah is telling you that you have to know that. And as you are in the womb of your mother, وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ And Allah made the sam'a. And al-absar and al-afida. He made the sam'a. And the absar, sight, and then the afida on the heart. So he just said that, my faith will be proven because in the womb of the mother, the baby hears. SubhanAllah. He hears. This is why the sunnah, that he hears your as a father when you're arguing with a mother. He hears that. When you're ready, he hears that. When a mother is finished, he hears that. And that affects him as well. But when you're inside of the heart, he also hears that. It's the voice of God, like a son in the heart, when the baby is born, when he's crying, what does the father do? You pick up the baby and review it. Adam, and then when you do Adam, the baby's still crying? Still crying? Stop crying. I heard this voice. I know this voice. I heard this voice. I know this voice. I see that good voice. Stop crying. I'm sorry. To the summer of a human, when it comes to us here today, you speak up for the past when you grow up, then what happens? Well, sisters, the heart is the truth. When your heart is filled with Iman, the heart is filled with us. The Iman will fill your life. And then, where is the Iman? The Iman goes in the ear. The Iman goes where? You go out by telling them, you have hearts. Allah, 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 have started with the heart, Allah has put a seal on their mouth before the hour, before the period, before Allah has put a seal on their mouth, regardless of what you do. And then, the first ni'mah is the ni'mah of the heart. But in the akhirah, Allah uses the cipher, my dalil, قالوا ربنا أبصرنا وسمعنا فرجعنا نعمل صالحات إنا موقنون ربنا the great person they will say when they enter Jahannam in the day of judgment when you see what happens ربنا أبصرنا to our Lord we see وسمعنا and we heard what finally appeared. But where are Haqq al-Yaqeen there? No. Allah has told them in Jahannam. Haqq al-Yaqeen. They said, Abdu'l-Sarna, Abdu'l-Sarna, the hour of Eid Allah in his father. Ya Rabbi, we can see now. And they said, we heard. We heard what? In the dunya we heard. In the dunya we heard lectures. In the dunya we heard German. That's what they're coming to us. Now we see. What am I saying? In the Akhirah, Rabbana Abdu'l-Sarna wa Samihna. And the Mu'mineen, Samihna wa Ata'na. The other ones, Samihna wa Ata'na. The Mu'mineen, Samihna and we hear and we obey. So in the name of judgment, you know, every word, subhanAllah, has a meaning. Of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, we keep it in speech, put everything beautiful in the Qasih. Rabbana Samihna wa Ata'na, Qasih wa Rabbana. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, خَتَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ وَعَلَىٰ سَمْعِهِمْ وَأَبْصَارِهِمْ غِشَاوَةً Allah has put a seal. So the middle dark person is left. The middle dark person is left. خَتَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ وَعَلَىٰ سَمْعِهِمْ This is his problem. But Allah is putting a seal. That's what he did. The Rabbi just came and said, okay, you have a seal. You see that you didn't. You He fell at first, because Allah has put a seal on the heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy. Allah himself, he did not put a seal just like that. No, Allah has put a seal first of all. He came to be noticed that these people, regardless of what you do, I'm going to ask another question. Regardless of what you do, they will not believe. They will not believe. So the word is said first. Allah has said first. إِنْ يَعْلَمِ اللَّهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ خَيْرًا فَتِكُمْ خَيْرًا If Allah has said no in your heart that there's something good in it, Allah has said no in what you good, but Allah only knows that your heart is sweet, your heart is right, your heart, you won't get nothing. Then the other question is, Allah has said all to you. Allah has said no to you on the heart. And he knew that the people would not believe. He knew that the people, whether they read the book or Arabic, would come in from one to another. Why? That's all that Allah can message. He said he messaged up another. A boy named Israel. Israel is the majority of the message. He's having 24,000. Now he needs the majority of them from those 24,000 who see my son getting into Ummah, does that what it means? The Qamat al-Hajjah, the Qamat for the order, for the food, for the entertainment, they have no excuse to make, there's no justification. I said to my people, you are the one who refused to believe. So I pray to Allah. Despite that, they will have this. They do have this. So Allah has to know that they have to show them the Azab of Kareem. So the people have other names. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from here, he moves parking around everyone out the corner. He is really possible to put the top kid there, but because this may only take me maybe 3%. I will not take you, I will just take you. ومن الناس من يقول آمنا بالله وباليوم الآخر وما هم بمؤمنين يخادعون الله يخدعون الله ومن الناس ومن زلزلة الأحرام ومن الواو استئنافية حرف مبني على الفتح الناس اسم مخلوق وعلى مجرور الكسرة من اسم المفروض ويقول فعل مضارع مرفوع علامة رفعه الضمة والفعل ضمير مستتر يعني هو الذي يقول آمنا فعل ماضي مبني على السكون بالله بحر الغول مبني على الفصل والله يكون زمان اسم مجرور بالباء وعلى مجرور الكسرة وباليوم الآخر واو وحرف العطف مبني على الفتح والبحر الغول مبني على الفصل اليوم اسم مجرور بالباء وعلى مجروره الكسرة الآخر صفة مجرورة وعلى مجروره الكسرة وما واو حرف مبني على الفتح وما معنوية وما هم بمؤمنين هم بل المنتصب بل على السكون بمؤمنين ذا زائدة والمؤمنين مفروض بباء مقبرة بمؤمنين الناس ومن الناس يعني إن كيف تقول تقول يعني ناس 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 is on people, different people. Both are translating into people. In Arabic, no. In Arabic, we have Bashar. We have Nas. We have Yabari Adam. But Allah Azza wa Jalla is using Nas. What does Allah use Nas? And what does Allah use Nas? Allah use Ya Ayyuhalladhina Amanu. Why here Ya Ayyuhalnas? Ubudu Rabbakum. Why not Ya Ayyuhalladhina Amanu? Ubudu Rabbakum. So, Nas. When does Allah use that more? Versus Ya Ayyuhalladhina Amanu, all you who believe. Why do you say that? All you who believe. Ya Ayyuhalladhina Amanu, 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 plural in Arabic. It's also Muslim. Plural in Arabic. There's some words that you can use as plural or as singular, like Nisha. Let me see a little bit. Nisha. The plural, whether it's Nisha or else. But what's the plural of Nisha? There's always a problem with subhanAllah. There's a challenge with women. In Arabic, Rajul is singular, man, singular. And the plural is Rijal. How about women? In Arabic, Umraha. But it does not mean Rajul Rija. Umraha Nisa. What is Umraha Nisa? Yeah, not like Umraha Nisa. But what is the Mufraq of Nisa? It is not the Mufraq of Nisa. There's this sport that I always wanted to teach. You know, complicated. A to Z. Everything about complicated. A to Z. So here, Anas. Anas is also plural. What is Anas? Anas has several meanings. I'm going to give you a couple of definitions. Anas means Anas. This is Jim. Anas means in Arabic, when you are calm, when we not have as much, you know, it's not the same food, it's less, not the same water, what? The same thing with people. Which one would you choose? Yeah, and me. All of Adam, alayhi salam, in Jannah, he has everything. Yet he felt lonely because Adam needs companionship. So Allah said to him, so a mess comes home from home. Yes, it's sin. Sin, no. Sin is different. You comfort with sin? Are you difficult with sin? The word sin kills you. Isn't it? It's no more than it is. Right? Don't worry about the child right now. So we are insane. We are insane. How do you say that in our word, insane? Insane from insane. Yeah, you have that. And here, it comprises both Muslim and non-Muslim. Not more and Kevin. Yeah, you have that. In one explanation, it also comprises of both and sin. Women and men. When you call the Amen, here's what I talk about the hypocrites. ومن الناس جمع please talk about المنافقون by the way please remember this beautiful note the majority of the ayat in Mecca Mecca ayat has يا أيها الناس and the majority of the ayat in Medina have يا أيها الناس why Mecca the struggle الناس Islam where in Medina يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين كتب عليكم القتال كما كتب على الذين Here, as well. We talked about maybe 13 ayahs, just about the hypocrites. There's one addition. They say, you know, with their tongue, but they don't mean whatever they say with their tongue, you know, with their hearts. They are just saying by tongue, but they're not, they don't mean what they say by heart. What they call it, it's different word of the tongue. How can we speak them? But these scriptures, how would you understand somebody who knows the book? You don't know. It's a different existence. We don't know. You cannot carry on with them. It's like, no, it's not going to be a prophecy. I'm not going to do it. No, I'm always hypocrite. I pray that it's dangerous. Because the hypocrisy is the lowest level of hate fire from the end of the as well as in the Quran. But what if it is with us hypocrisy or with the hypocrisy of it? We said, you know, that I work in the world, you know, that's what the better has for them. And I can't, it's good to have nothing to do. This is where No, we're not going with the same thing. But then they went back to 700. There were 1,700 plus, and only the Muslims were in the 300. 700 hypocrites left. So they came out. The used to come close to that, you know. As Thomas Eud used to say, وَمَا تَمِنَ غُيْبُ عَنْهَا إِنَّا مُنَافِقْ مَعْلُومُ النِّفَاقْ. He said, what he called it. It was the same thing about Salah, or whatever. He said, only those hypocrites, they are the ones who did not make it to the Qajr and will get in the war. If anybody does not talk about Qajr, he said, we know for sure that person is a hypocrite. But we never say hypocrite. It's because we say, no, I see, but I didn't see somebody else in the world in Qajr. Because I'm going to explain the two types of nifaq, you know, how many years. The two types of nifaq is the type of hypocrisy. And in fact, the Arabic is in Arabic. The Christian nifaq, the al-Faq, the Hindu, and the Arabic, 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 the I'm going to visions of our God. Tonight is what he does. Tomorrow each day. And then tomorrow night, when the day will. And then night. Day, night, day, night, except that day, as you all may ask for. There will be no more doctors. There's only one day. I should have mentioned it before you said it. presencia. Parecía un exile, and rather two more minutes of this time, please. Once more. Yeah, yeah, we're looking at the people in Ontario, but we're here receiving in Ontario. Thank you.